from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next with me, Stefan Iswau. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian government distributes humanitarian aid for Papua New Guinea and Afghanistan. Visa-free visit policy for 20 countries in finalization stage. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo released humanitarian aid from the Indonesian government for the victims of natural disasters that occurred in Papua New Guinea and Afghanistan. The aid release took place at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base, Jakarta on Monday, July 8. The Indonesian government, through the National Disaster Management Agency, sent various types of humanitarian aid to Papua New Guinea and Afghanistan.
Kita tahu pada tanggal 24 Mei, 2024 telah terjadi bencana tanah longsor yang dahsyat.
We know that on May 24, 2024, a devastating landslide occurred in Enga province in Papua New Guinea. In October 2023, there was also an earthquake in Afghanistan which caused many casualties and refugees. Hopefully, this assistance can help relieve our brothers and sisters in Papua New Guinea and Afghanistan and get them back on their feet soon.
Meringankan saudara-saudara kita di Papua New Guinea dan di Afghanistan dan membuat mereka segera bangkit kembali.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo also explained that the aid ranged from medicines, additional food to hygiene kits. To the delegate who brought the aid, the head of state advised that this humanitarian mission could be done well. In addition, he also requested that the delegates be able to maintain health and safety while on duty. The release was also attended by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, Indonesian Military Commander General Agus Subianto, and Deputy Ambassador of Papua New Guinea, Gregory Hombuahin, and Head of Delegation IFRC Jakarta Office, Elhan Rahimov. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin made a working visit to West Java Province, Indonesia on Tuesday to inaugurate Cipanas Dam in Sumedang Regency, West Java. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, in his remarks on Tuesday, pointed out the existence of dams has a strategic role in supporting human life and the economy.
Tidak hanya berfungsi sebagai sumber air baku.
It serves not only as a source of raw water, but the dam also plays an important role in supporting food and energy security. It can help supply water to agricultural land. Thereby, it can increase agricultural production and ultimately have an impact on improving the welfare of farmers. In addition, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin mentioned the use of dams as hydropower plants is also part of the government's efforts to encourage energy transition towards new and renewable energy. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who has pointed out that the plan for a visa-free visit policy for 20 countries is in the finalization stage. Minister Sandiaga Uno at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday explained the presidential regulation plan related to visa-free is procedurally complete. According to Sandiaga, the government has considered a number of things related to the visa-free visit policy, from the economic impact, the principle of reciprocity, to the security aspect.
The list of 20 countries proposed, what we are proposing are tourists with the greatest economic impact, which of course provides the principle of reciprocity, but also provides the principle of economic growth and also takes security into consideration.
Ada juga mempertimbangkan security-nya.
Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno explained from 20 countries proposed to get a visa-free policy, 10 of them come from the Asian region. According to him, this visa-free policy will be evaluated every 6 months. Minister Sandiaga also targets this visa-free policy to be realized before the end of President Joko Widodo's administration. The last national news comes from data from the Central Statistics Agency in May 2024 that foreign tourist visits in Indonesia reached 1.15 million visits. This number increased by 7.36% compared to April 2024 and increased by 20.11% compared to the same month in 2023. The main expert of tourism and creative economy at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nia Niscaya, at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday conveyed, based on the statistics data, the number of foreign tourist visits provides optimism because it is growing positively. Nia Niscaya has also revealed the ministry will not be complacent and continue to strive to make Indonesia stay top of mind in the eyes of foreign tourists.
However, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is not quickly satisfied with the various programs we have implemented, and we are trying to make Indonesia a destination that remains top of mind in the eyes of foreign tourists.
Furthermore, Nia Niscaya further explained that the ministry will carry out several activities or programs so that Indonesia remains top of mind in the eyes of foreign tourists. For example, in the near future, the government will hold a sales mission in Australia, familiarization trip in Australia and New Zealand, and tabletop in South and Central Asian markets. In addition, according to Nia, organizing quality events is also created to attract foreign tourists. Now we move to the international news. An Emirati ship carrying 5,340 tons of humanitarian aid destined for Gaza set sail on Monday, heading for the Egyptian city of Al-Arish. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the aid mission is part of the United Arab Emirates Operation Sea Walrus Night 3, which is aimed at supporting the Palestinian population in the Gaza Strip during Israel's war against Hamas in the enclave. The vessel left the port of Fujairah with about 4,000 tons of food and 590 tons of shelter materials. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday criticized his Indian counterpart's visit to Moscow as a huge disappointment and a devastating blow to peace efforts on the same day that a Russian missile smashed into a children's hospital in Kyiv. As reported by CNN.com, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Russian President Vladimir Putin at his residence in Novo-Ogaryovo outside Moscow on Monday, while 900 kilometers away, or 560 miles, Russian missiles rained down on Ukrainian cities in a morning rush hour assault that killed at least 37 people and injured 170 others. We end the news with Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh, who held Malaysia as Vietnam's major trade and investment partner at a reception in Hanoi on Monday for Malaysian Minister of Investment, Trade and Industry Zafrul Abdul Aziz, who is on a working visit to Vietnam to co-chair the fourth session of the Vietnam-Malaysia Joint Trade Committee in Hanoi. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Mr. Chinh said, Malaysia is the third largest trading partner of Vietnam in the ASEAN and the 10th largest in the world. With a total registered capital of over $13 billion, Malaysia is also the third biggest ASEAN investor in Vietnam. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights visa-free policy increases more foreign visitors to Indonesia. Tourism is one of the largest contributors to the country's foreign exchange earnings. Foreign tourists visiting Indonesia spend their money on accommodation, food, transportation, and tourist activities, all of which increase foreign exchange earnings. In addition, the tourism industry creates many jobs in various sectors, stimulates micro, small, and medium enterprises, and provides a platform to showcase Indonesia's rich culture. Unsurprisingly, the Indonesian government is constantly striving to improve services in this tourism sector. One of these is the introduction of a visa-free policy for a number of countries. The visa-free policy allows citizens of certain countries to enter Indonesia without a visa for short visits within a certain period of time. The Central Statistics Agency, or BPS, shows that foreign tourist visits to Indonesia in the first 3 months of 2024 reached 3.03 million, the highest number of visits in the past 4 years, or an increase of 25.43% compared to the same period in 2023. The Indonesian government plans to reinstate visa-free travel for tourists from 20 countries in 2024. This was revealed by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno during the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. He revealed that the plan for a visa-free visit policy for 20 countries is being finalized. The 20 countries are Australia, China, India, South Korea, the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, the Netherlands, Japan, Russia, Taiwan, New Zealand, Italy, and Spain. The other two countries, according to Minister Sandi, are from the Middle East. According to Minister Sandiaga, the government considered a number of things in relation to the visa waiver policy, ranging from the economic impact, the principle of reciprocity, and security aspects. The visa-free policy is one way to attract foreign tourists to visit Indonesia, and another important issue is how to improve tourism services and infrastructure in the tourism destinations. Indonesia has an abundance of beautiful natural resources and diverse cultures that are not owned by other countries. It should be properly managed and maintained by the Indonesian people. Of course, with a visa-free policy for foreign tourists visiting Indonesia, it is expected that their visits will increase foreign exchange and make the economy better. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, we begin today in history with an event from July 9, 2002, when the African Union was established in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The African Union is a regional organization that serves as a forum for cooperation and unification of all countries on the African continent. Comprised of 55 countries, the organization was announced in the Sirte Declaration in Sirte, Libya on September 9, 1999. It was formally established on May 26, 2001 in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia and launched on July 9, 2002 in Durban, South Africa. The African Union's most significant decisions are made by the Assembly of the African Union during the semi-annual meetings of the heads of state and government of its member countries. We move on to an event from July 9, 2006 when a plane crashed in Russia. A plane crash occurred at Irkutsk International Airport, Russia on July 9, 2006. At the time, S7 Airlines Flight 778 exploded while landing at Irkutsk International Airport, Russia. The plane was carrying 193 passengers, one pilot, one co-pilot, and 8 cabin crew. A total of 125 people died in the incident. Meanwhile, 78 other passengers survived. We end today in history with an event from July 9, 2011, when the Republic of South Sudan gained independence. The Republic of South Sudan is a country in East Africa with its capital in Juba. The country was initially part of Anglo-Egyptian Sudan, a British-Egyptian condominium, and later became part of the Republic of Sudan when it gained independence in 1956. After the First Sudanese Civil War, the Southern Sudan Autonomous Region was established in 1962 and lasted until 1983. Then the Second Sudanese Civil War occurred which ended with the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005. Furthermore, in that year, Southern autonomy was restored as the government of Southern Sudan. It became an independent country on July 9, 2011, after a referendum held in January 2011 resulted in about 99% of voters choosing to secede from Sudan. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia to continue natural gas price policy for 7 industrial groups. Indonesian government has continued the natural gas price policy below $6 per MMBTU or million British thermal unit for 7 industrial groups, namely the fertilizer, petrochemical, oleochemical, steel, ceramics, glass, and rubber glove industries. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto conveyed the decision after an internal meeting with President Joko Widodo regarding the sustainability of natural gas price policies at the Indonesian Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Meanwhile, when asked about a proposal to expand the affordable natural gas price policy to all industrial sectors, he said it was still in review. Coordinating Minister Erlangga explained the government would also assign Indonesian state-owned energy company Pertamina to create gas infrastructure, especially for liquefied natural gas or LNG regasification. He added that industrial areas are also permitted to regasify LNG and they can import LNG from abroad. Indonesian government has implemented a natural gas price policy of $6 per MMBTU since 2020 for 7 industrial groups based on an Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resource decree on certain natural gas users and certain natural gas prices in the industrial sector. The policy will end on December 31, 2024. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif stated last May that the policy would be continued. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said the affordable natural gas price policy expansion to all industrial sectors would not burden the state budget and reduce state revenues because the need for industrial gas is only 30% of the total national gas supply. Therefore, the minister requested the policy to be expanded to all 24 manufacturing subsectors. According to the industry minister, the affordable natural gas price policy, which has been running since 2020, has had a triple impact on industry, namely investment, exports, and employment. That was by Indonesia Today.
I gotta see you anytime, saving my night and day. With you my love would stay, it's true. I gotta see you anytime, precious, pure and divine. Heaven sent, lovely cry. It's you. I gotta see you anytime. Sun shines the light on our day, brings all happiness to say. Lost in your charm I can see my life would be. When I feel empty I will find you alone. It feels like home. I gotta see you at a time, whether happy or sad, never far from my head. It's you. I gotta see you at a time. Anywhere I could see what's cool and good in me. It's you. I gotta see you at a time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for those of you who are beach lovers, we recommend you to visit Sugi Island, the Maldives of Indonesia. The island shares a maritime border with Singapore and has exclusive resorts with 90% of the building built over water. Sugi Island is located in the Riau Islands, and to travel there, you can go to Batam and ride on a ship from Pancung Sekupang Port. Sugi Island is only 2 hours away from the port. As soon as you arrive on Sugi Island, you will see rows of overwater bungalows. You can enjoy Talunas beach view from your bed during your stay there. The main attraction on Sugi Island is Talunas Beach. Clear blue water and pure white sand lay brilliantly on the expansive beach. You can do various activities on Talunas Beach, from swimming, kayaking, or playing on the sand. Listeners, besides playing around the beach, you can also explore villages or visit Air Hitam Waterfall. To visit the waterfall, you must travel through a mangrove forest. The waterfall is not that big, but it has uniqueness. The water looks yellowish since it contains minerals from trees. From above, the water looks black. It's because of the rocks that have been deposited for a long time. You can also try to play in the water and capture the waterfall's uniqueness through your camera lens. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Kamu jadi kumbangnya.
Oh,
kalau kau bulan.
Kamu jadi bintangnya.
Bila kau jadi bunga, aku jadi kumbangnya. Hariku tersayang, hariku tercinta. Hati dilanda rindu tanpa kehadiranmu. Oh hariku tersayang, hariku tercinta. Temani diriku sampai yang ku cari sepanjang hidupku, ya yang ku cari. Oh. Hariku tersayang, hariku tercinta. Hati dilanda rindu tanpa kehadiranmu. Oh, hariku tersayang, hariku tercinta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who was talking to a hostel owner when a Ngaben parade is passing through in front of the hostel and a temple. The hostel owner explained the meaning of the Ngaben ceremony to Chris. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada Ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic,
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means ngaben is a cremation ceremony. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Adalah. Adalah.
Which means be.
Upacara. Upacara.
Which means ceremony.
Pembakaran jenazah. Pembakaran jenazah.
Which means cremation.
Umat Hindu. Umat Hindu.
Which means Hindus people.
Di Bali. Di Bali.
Which means in Bali.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali.
Ramai sekali, ramai sekali.
Which means very crowded.
Pura, pura.
Which means temple.
Ada, ada.
Which means there is.
Acara, acara.
Which means event. In this conversation, you hear the expression
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. In the expression, there is the word
adalah, adalah.
Which means be similar to is, am, are, was, were, been. The word
adalah, adalah.
Which means be marks a definition of meaning of something. Therefore, in the sentence, the word
adalah, adalah.
Which means be connects to the word ngaben with its definition, namely
upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. Another example. Let's listen to another use of the word
adalah. Adalah.
Which means be to define something.
Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal. Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal.
Which means corpse is a dead man's body.
Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama. Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama.
Which means umat is a follower of a religion. One of Bali's tourist landmark is
Pura. Pura,
which means Hindu's temple or simply temple.
Pura
is a worship place for Hindus. You can find a lot of
Pura, Pura,
which means temple in Bali with distinct structures and ornaments. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means ngaben is a cremation ceremony. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal.
And I am Konita.
Sampai jumpa.
Oh, jiwaku, dimana?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a Malay song entitled Bekayuh by Beben Syami. Bekayuh is a Malay song from Rokan Hilir, Riau Province. The song consists of a pantun or rhyming poetry about a man who left his hometown. Then he misses his hometown, Rokan Hilir. He feels like a useless person. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Bekayuh by Beben Syami. Enjoy the song.
Apalah daya hai sampan kami sampan ku boco, ondak tenggolam, sampan ku boco, ay ondak tenggolam, ay bekayung, bekayung sampan, ay bekayung sampai ke Kualo, ampo dayo, dayo nyobadan, badan terbuang. Kualo apo dayo dayo nyobadan adan terbuang indah beguno.
Voice of Indonesia.